Power and strength to the Lord of Lords. Power and strength to the Lord of Lords. Power and strength to the Lord of Lords.
How do you take the Bible? It seems that two different people can read the same Bible passage and come up with two opposite views. Some people call this a matter of interpretation. Well, it is. But these two people have two interpretations of the same words. Is the Bible passage so muddy, so mysterious, that it can be understood in more than one way? Is the fault with God, or is the fault with the readers? What does it take for two people to understand the Bible alike?
Churches of Christ from across the world invite you to listen to The Voice of Truth with Larry Murdoch.
Newt Gingrich, an American political figure and historian, recently gave four illustrations as to how readers understand the news. He shows how the same news story can be interpreted as good news by some, but bad news by others. Gingrich says that Americans increasingly reframe the news to fit their own worldview. Well, I think this phenomenon has been in the world for a long, long time. Humans everywhere are in the reframing business. In fact, I believe reframing is an age-old occurrence. People are naturally this way. We humans always attempt to justify our thinking and our behavior. And so, we tend to understand things based on our own experiences, our pleasures, our own desires, our own politics, our own worldview. We have our own reading glasses, you see. And so, we have our own truth. Can two things be true when they contradict each other? No, friends. If one thing is true, then its opposite is false. That's right. What does this occurrence in the world have to do with religion? Well, look around you. How many religions do you see in the world? Are there truly that many gods? How many churches do you see saying opposite things about the Bible? Do some churches' teaching suit you, but others do not? Are there that many Bibles? Are there that many interpretations? I am reminded of hearing about a group of self-described Bible scholars who meet together periodically to discuss the gospel accounts of Jesus Christ. The group is called the Jesus Seminar. They take a saying of Jesus and they vote on it. Is this truly something Jesus said, or is it a fake saying? And so these so-called Bible scholars cut up Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John until there is very little left. I would say that these people have no real interest in believing and following Jesus Christ. What about you? Do you wish to believe and obey Jesus Christ? Can you trust your understanding, your interpretation of His words? There is one thing you and I need in order to be equipped to understand the Bible alike. That one thing is taught by Jesus in John chapter 7. Jesus was talking with a hostile group of people who wondered how Jesus came by the knowledge that he exhibited. The Jews there were amazed and asked one another, "How did this man get such learning without having been taught?" John 7 verse 15. Well, Jesus replied to that, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself." John 7, 16 and 17. Those people to whom Jesus said this had their own worldview of Bible teaching, and it was their understanding that religious teachers should come by their doctrine only from the academic scribes and rabbis. Jesus had not been properly trained, you see, in the schools of the scribes and rabbis. He had not been to Jerusalem to sit at the feet of Gamaliel like some had. And so, how had Jesus come to know this impressive doctrine that he was teaching? Jesus' answer was that he was simply the mouthpiece of the one who sent him. My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. Then Jesus made a remarkable statement. He gave his audience the key to understanding the origin of his doctrine. That's right. Jesus said, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." Well, what was the source of Jesus' teaching? Did Jesus' doctrine originate with God or Jesus? How was a person to know? If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. Jesus then proceeded to give an important rule of evidence. Jesus said, "Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him." John 7, verse 18. Oh, yes, friends, here is the key to understanding. Do I attempt to understand the teaching of Christ for my own personal glory, or to satisfy my own personal desires? Or do I interpret the teaching of Christ and the Bible so as to promote Jesus' life? Do I truly desire to practice in my life the will of God? Do I seek to live for the glory of the one who sent Jesus? You see, the key to interpretation depends upon what I am seeking. I become the interpreter, so what is it I want? My interpretations of God's Word depend upon my viewpoint, my worldview. Now, if I am seeking my personal desires, my own personal viewpoint, then I will interpret the doctrine to suit myself, to justify what I am already doing. However, if I am seeking God's will for my life so as to further God's glory with my life, then I will discover the truth in the teaching. No wonder that Jesus said that his follower must take up the cross and follow him. You see, Jesus' follower must die to his own interests in order to recognize the interests of God. Friends, you can straighten out your life by straightening out your deep desires. That's right. You can use the key to interpretation to understand God's will for you. If you wish to discover and straighten out your own deep desires, and you really want to do God's will, then you have in your hands the key to interpretation of God's Word. Jesus kept on teaching God's truth, even in the face of severe opposition. That's right. He was teaching people who did not want to do God's will. Jesus even accused these opponents of his as having a different father than the one they claimed. On one occasion, these hostile opponents of Jesus replied to Jesus, "We're not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God." John 8, verse 41. Well, Jesus replied to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say?" There is the question. Why do you not understand what I say? Why can't people agree on what Jesus and the prophets say? Why can they not interpret the Bible alike? Well, Jesus gave the reason. It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand for the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. John 8, 42-45. Friends, when will we come to grips with our own desires? When will the cords of our strong desires be broken? When will we claim the true and living God as our God? When will we drop Satan from the throne of our hearts? We must desire to do God's will in order to interpret the Bible correctly. Our prayer should be this: O God, see what is in my heart. Know what is there. Put me to the test. Know what I'm thinking. See if there's anything in my life you don't like. Help me live in the way that is always right. That's the reading of Psalm 139, 23 and 24. David asked God, prove me, O Jehovah. Try me. Test my heart and my mind. Psalm 26, verse 2. Moses told the Israelites in the wilderness, remember how Jehovah your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years? To humble you, to test you, in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out. Your feet did not swell during those 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so Jehovah your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of Jehovah your God, walking in obedience to him, revering him. Deuteronomy 8, verses 2 to 6. Friends, those words are good advice for you and me. We should remember the God who made us and who has sustained us all these years. Jesus' Apostle Peter says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 11. Well, the old proverb reads, the crucible is for silver, the furnace is for gold, but Jehovah tests hearts. Proverbs 17, verse 3. Yes, friends, is the Lord testing your heart, even with this message today? Is the Lord giving you some doubts about your own desires? Have your interpretations of the Bible twisted God's truth because you desired it your way? Evidently, some of the people with whom Jesus was talking began to understand what Jesus was teaching when he said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. And so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and that truth will set you free. John 8, 28-32. Friends, we can know Jesus' truth, and we can know the interpretation. We can know it all alike if we all have the same desire to do the will of God. Will you seek to do God's will so that you can know the truth? According to Jesus, if you will abide in his word, then we can truly be his disciples. We can know Jesus' truth, not our own interpretations. We will come into oneness. We will come into agreement. After all, it is Jesus' truth that will set us free. Visit a Church of Christ near you. Give over your heart to knowing Jesus' truth.
You have been listening to The Voice of Truth with Larry Murdock, brought to you by Churches of Christ from around the world. You may wish to view our website at www.voiceoftruth.us. That's www.voiceoftruth.us. May God bless you, and thank you for listening to The Voice of Truth.
Power and strength to the Lord of Lords.